This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message.
Welcome to today's broadcast. Kakra has been sharing an enlightening series titled Tell Them under the subtitle Keys to the Harvest. Yesterday he spoke about perseverance. Today he speaks about passion and energy. Let's join in.
Number 4. Passion. In Luke 14:21, the Bible says, the master of the house being angry. You know, that word tells you the difference between the passion of the two people. For one, he was not passionate about the work. So when people don't come, he say, I don't know, but not this master. This guy, you can even see his passion in his anger. Can you imagine? Until you are angry about your current situation, you cannot change it. Oh yes, you can't. You call yourself a Christian. You don't even have one convert, somebody who can point to you that, look, this is the guy who led me to Christ. And you are very happy. You are drinking Voltic. It won't change. Nothing will change. You are too comfortable. You know, there are some people, they go to loo outside. Yes. And they are rather happy with it. They'll be squatting maybe by the beach. They say, yes, even the beach, there's a lot of fresh air. This is the best place. They are not only angry, they are excited about the situation. Passion. And do you know why passion overcomes excuses? Because it makes you go through all the obstacles and the problems. In Songs of Solomon chapter 8 verse 7, the Bible says, many waters cannot quench love. Neither can the floods drown it. If a man will give all the substance of his house for love, it shall be utterly contempt. The Bible says, when you have passion for something, nothing can quench it. Excuses can quench it. Whatever difficulty is in the way, you'll pass through it. But you know, when it comes to store winning, if you are not spiritual, you cannot have fire in your heart. It's not possible. You know, to have passion for spiritual things, you must be spiritual. Romans 8:7 says, the carnal mind is enmity against God. In other words, when you are natural, you are not spiritual. Your God says you have a natural mind. That mind, any suggestion about things of the spirit, that mind will reject it. Because it's a carnal mind. For you to be on fire, Romans chapter 12 verse 11, it says, fervent in spirit. That word fervent means fire in your spirit. Then it says, serving the Lord. In other words, until there is fire in your spirit, you cannot serve the Lord. You need fire. And you know one thing that brings the fire? Prayer. Prayer puts fire in your spirit. When Jesus was baptized, Luke 3:21, all the people were being baptized. Jesus also being baptized and praying. The Holy Ghost descended. The next thing he did, Luke 4:18, he went into the temple. He said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach. Whilst he was praying, the Holy Ghost came upon him. And when he came upon him through the prayer, the next thing he did was he went to the temple. He started preaching. He said, I'm preaching because the Holy Spirit has come upon me. How? It came through prayer. So you have excuses because you are carnal. That's why. If you were spiritual, nothing will stop you. What? Sleep won't stop you. Inconvenience won't stop you. Money won't stop you. Distance won't stop you. Time won't stop you. Because you are fervent in spirit. So when you are not into prayer, you are not into, and the word of God also puts fire in your spirit. Jeremiah chapter 20 verse 9, Jeremiah said, I will not make any mention of him, nor speak any more in his name. But he said, by his word was in my heart. like a burning fire. I was weary with forbearing, and I could not stay in my house. I could not stay by myself. I had to go out and tell somebody. I couldn't stay. So when there's no fire, there is no passion. That's when people have a lot of excuses. But when you see somebody who likes something, oh, so the time has come for you to, you know, put fire. Even if you have your own work that you are doing, you are a student, whatever thing you are doing, when you don't read, the fire for the thing goes down. Knowledge is a fire that is fire. It refires you. No matter the field, it refires you. So some of you that you are losing your fire, look, whatever area that you are in, just gain a little bit more knowledge. You'll be surprised. The fire will come back. A Christian should read his Bible every day. A Christian should pray every day. At least pray 30 minutes every day. Read your Bible 30 minutes every day. And you'll be a spiritual person. Every day. Consistency is the key. When you are consistent, you become spiritual. Finally, number 5, energy. Tell somebody, energy. You know, energy is the strength to do something. Mental strength, spiritual strength, physical strength that is needed to do something. One thing that the servant lacked was energy. When they invited the 3 people to come for the party and they didn't come, already he had lost energy. He didn't want to go again. The physical strength that was needed to go out into the villages, the highways, the byways, the mental strength that was needed to go again to talk to the people, the spiritual, he lacked it. Energy. So when you lack energy, you have excuses. And you know what? One thing I realized that when it comes to energy, because a human being has 3 parts, every part of your body, you need energy. You know, when I was a younger preacher, I didn't used to do any form of exercise, neither walking nor anything. Then I realized that when I preach, sometimes I'll get tired. Then I realized that I was losing physical energy. So I started doing some exercises. Even yesterday, my wife and I were exercising. Our exercise was swimming. Going up and down, up and down, up and down, up and down, 1 hour. But even when I exercise, I'm not exercising for beauty. I'm exercising to preach. That's why I'm exercising. I'm not saying if you exercise for beauty, there's nothing wrong. I'm telling why I exercise. I'm thinking of my preaching, that I must have energy. Do you know what it takes to move into towns, cities, the poor, the marketplace, the streets, the lanes? If you don't have energy, you'll be asleep. You will eat fufu and abenkwai and sunspot. Then after, you just go to bed. You lack energy. To get out of your bed and move, the physical energy that is required, it's not a small thing. Recently, I was talking to somebody. He wanted to do a business. He had the money. I told him, listen, don't attempt this business. You have the money, but you don't have the energy. I said, it's not just the money. It's the energy. So I told him, at this stage, you don't invest only by what amount of money you have. You also invest by the energy that is required. So if you don't have the energy, I told him, don't try it. Because you can put in the money, but you won't see it. The kind of energy I had when I was younger, physical, I don't have that kind of energy now. No, because I've grown older over time. In those days when I'm praying, I can pray and walk continuously for 8 hours without sitting down. Just praying. 8 hours continuous without sitting down. Now I can't. Hey, I'll even collapse. Energy. So if you are not prepared to exert some physical energy, you can't win souls. Saturday to go out, to preach, to go here, do this, wake up, pray this. Hey, for the past 1 month, I've been having meetings. In our meetings, we close, earliest time we close is 1 a.m. It requires high levels of energy. So if you don't have the energy, brother, start training. Some of us have to slim down. Some of us have to die. Some of us have to escape. Some of us have to start running. Everything. When they ask you, you say, for what? He says, for souls. Put your hands together for Jesus. It's for what? Soul. Need energy. That's why even when you are older, you can't go and marry some small girl. Do you have the energy? Yes. You are 50 years old. You want to marry somebody who is 19. Do you have the energy, brother? So this guy, I mean, his master made him exert what? More energy. He said, no, the invitation card is not enough. Now you are going yourself. Now you are doing this. Now you are doing that. Now you are doing that. And then that was once more. So some of us, we can't come for prayer meeting. You can't stay for ministry meeting. You can't go for outreach. You can't visit anybody. You can't go for bus center. You have no energy. So how can you greet to somebody? Your excuse is that you are tired.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that to be a soul winner, you need passion and energy. Join us again for another powerful encounter with Kakwa Baden.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Hi, thank you for tuning in. Thank you for watching us. Thank you for listening to us. Today I have a special message for you. And I want to encourage you to be part of our fuel. Somebody will say, what is fuel? Our fuel, our partners. They fund our mission. They understand our mission. They empower our mission. And they love the mission. That's fuel. We have been broadcasting around the world in so many different countries. As I speak to you, we have a TV broadcast that covers over 50 countries around the world. And each week, we are broadcasting approximately to about 6.7 million people. Apart from that, we have dedicated broadcasts in individual countries. We cover the whole of Ghana in over 60 stations around Ghana. We cover every blade of grass in districts, in capitals, in cities, everywhere. People are hearing the word of God. In Sierra Leone, we are broadcasting throughout the whole country. In Liberia, we are doing the same. In Kenya, we are reaching the country. And so the word of God is moving all around. In Cote d'Ivoire, we are broadcasting in French, and many people are being transformed and they are being changed by the power of God. That's what we have been doing on Air Power. So our message is reaching people, thousands of people, millions of people. My Facebook page, Kakwa Baden, has a reach of over 400,000 people. And every week, we're talking about close to over 250,000 people listening to God's word, reading the devotional, or connecting to something. That's how big the word of God can be. Now, all this is supported financially by our partners. And today, I want you to be a partner. Maybe you have been listening to the message. Maybe you have been blessed. Maybe you have been challenged. Maybe you have even received a miracle. Maybe you become born again. But today, I want to ask you one special request. I want you to help us sustain this broadcast all around the world. And I believe that as you do that, you'll be a great blessing to the people who hear the word of God. And as you do that, God himself is going to reward you. My announcer is going to come up and tell you how you can be a partner. And I want to encourage you that doesn't matter where you are, where you live, in Africa, in Europe, in Asia, you can still be a partner. My announcer will be coming out with the details, and I believe that it will be a blessing to you. Thank you for listening to this short message. My name is Kakwa Baden, and for our existing partners, I want to say a big thank you. And if you are listening, I don't want you to postpone this decision. I want you to just respond now, because somebody's life, somebody's family, somebody's soul is dependent on you. God bless you.
If you'd like to become a partner, send a blank text message to 0249-217272. That's 0249-217272. Or send a WhatsApp message with the word partner to +233-55-790-10. That's +233-55-790-10. Or send a Facebook message with the word partner to www.facebook.com/Kakwa Baden.
The message you just heard is available on the Kakwa Baden Air Power app. Download the Kakwa Baden Air Power app on Google Play Store
or the App Store.